the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the Michigan Supreme Court has agreed to consider a Grand Rapids federal judge's request to clarify the extent of Governor Whitmer's emergency powers, but not before a separate case on the same topic is decided by the State Court of Appeals. That answer still does not appear close. Two, Idaho, South Dakota, and important for some of us, Indiana, will prohibit the use of handheld cell phones while driving beginning today. Those three states join 22 others that already require phones be in hands-free mode. This despite research showing that hands-free is no safer for drivers behind the wheel. And number one, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden went after President Trump on Tuesday during his first press conference in 89 days, or was it 90 days? He also said some statues across the country should be removed. Teased his forthcoming announcement about a running mate. I wonder if he saw his shadow after emerging from the underground after so long. Hour two of the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Here on the program, thanks for joining us. I'm with you the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Steve back on Monday after the Independence Day weekend. And it's going to be a hot one, at least here in southern Michigan, south central Michigan in Hillsdale. Coming up this hour, we'll talk with Erin Perrin. She's the principal deputy communications director for Trump 2020. Some reaction to Joe Biden's speech. I'll play just a cut here in a moment. From yesterday, Chad Livengood, senior reporter for Cranes Detroit, will talk about Governor Whitmer's return to school plans, and Brian Rigg, a military historian, former U.S. Marine, on what we are doing to our past. All of that coming up this hour and more. SteveGruber.com. Head there for exclusive content and giveaways, and also click that podcast tab. We're great. Well, not okay. The royal we. I don't do the work. But behind the scenes, Alex and Sarah and everyone, getting the audio up just as soon as the show is over. Here's something again. Here's something you missed. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on podcast. You'll find it all there. Find me on Twitter, too, at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. Want to squeeze in some audio cuts here because we are, as I mentioned, jam-packed this morning. We'll talk in about 10 minutes or so with Erin Perrin about the Biden not a speech, but a press availability yesterday. His first press briefing in nearly 3 months. But I do want you to hear a bit of what it sounded like yesterday. This is Joe Biden, presumptive Democratic nominee, full of vigor, full of fight, answering a question about what he would do differently in this COVID-19 fight. Joe Biden yesterday, cut one.
Well, I think the way to get it on the same page is to... I'm going to try to say this politely, is to lower the rhetoric based on division. Stop appealing to the less healthy side of society. Instead of, for example, when a golf cart goes by, yelling white supremacy, and the president tweets it out. Don't do things like that. Bring the country together. We're giving a portion of the population who has responded to the sort of race baiting the president has engaged in a sort of free pass, and it generates divisions.
Sharp as attack, that Joe Biden. That's why that vice presidential choice might be a little important for Joe Biden this time around. We'll talk more about that in a couple of minutes with Erin Perrin. I also wanted to play this, and I think this might be my opportunity. Chris Cuomo, CNN, and you did not watch. Look, I did not watch. I saw these clips being pulled. No one's watching Chris Cuomo, but he had on Mark McCloskey. This is the husband of the husband and wife team. Who you saw those pictures of them with their guns outside their home as protesters began walking by, and they were on private property trying to go through. This is audio, and Alex, this is McCloskey. This is McCloskey, Mark McCloskey from CNN. Andrew Cuomo, not Andrew. Whew, Chris Cuomo yesterday talking with Mark McCloskey, the husband in those pictures from St. Louis, asking him a little bit of a leading question here. Cut one.
How do you feel about becoming the face of political resistance to the Black Lives Matter movement?
First of all, that's a completely ridiculous statement. I'm not the face of anything opposing the Black Lives Matter movement. I was a person scared for my life, who was protecting my wife, my home, my hearth, my livelihood. I was a victim of a mob that came through the gate. I didn't care what color they were. I didn't care what their motivation was. I was frightened. I was assaulted, and I was in imminent fear that they would run me over, kill me, burn my house. And you have to have this in the context of St. Louis, where on June the 2nd of this year, I watched the city burn. I watched the 7-Eleven get smashed in, looted, and burned for 40 minutes on live television with nobody showing up to do anything. And I realized at that time, we're on our own. When bad things happen, they unpredictably turn really bad, real fast. That same night, retired St. Louis police captain David Doran was murdered. These things get very bad very quickly. And when those people came through the gate, when it was a mob, I didn't take the time to see their birth certificates or anything else. I was defending my house, my life, my wife, and what I've spent 32 years building there.
I understand what you say your rationale was. To be clear, did anything happen to you or your property?
Did anything happen? My life has been ruined.
We'll get to that, Mr. McCloskey. I don't mean to cut you off. But I'm saying that night, did anything happen to you, your family, or your property?
Now, stop for a second. Chris Cuomo is not making the point he thinks here. He thinks he's saying you were in no danger. Nothing happened. Why would you pull out your weapon? The point, of course, that Mark McCloskey is making, the correct one, is, well, of course, dummy, nothing happened because I was defending my life and my property using my Second Amendment rights. And to be fair, McCloskey did make that point later on in the interview, but here's his response this time. Cut two.
Yeah, it's called social intimidation. It's called terrorism. Chris, what's the definition of terrorism? To use violence and intimidation to frighten the public. That's what was happening that night. It's what happened to me, and that's the damage I suffered.
You were the one pointing a loaded weapon at a group of people who were walking past looking for the mayor's house as a point of protest.
No, I'm doing this. Chris, that's an entirely false concept. No single media outlet has ever mentioned the complete falsity of that statement. The mayor's house cannot be reached through my neighborhood.
They tore down a gate. They were on private property in a private neighborhood. And Chris Cuomo and many in the media still want to paint Mark McCloskey, this guy, as the villain in this story. McCloskey, unlike many others, is getting out in front of stuff. He's doing interviews. He's telling his story. I think it's effective. Mark McCloskey, you can find the full interview. I know you weren't watching live, but you can find it online if you want to from last night's Chris Cuomo program. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Here on the Steve Gruber Show.
So here's the understatement of the week. Life is a little different right now. You're working from home. You're singing happy birthday while you wash your hands. You're wearing a surgical mask when you go to the grocery store. And it looks like for a while, this is the new norm. But here's something else. All of a sudden, you're worried about your retirement. Does that have to be the new norm? Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas would like to help. And their new norm of meeting with people is with phone consultations, virtual meetings. They'll run a series of reports to give you a better look at your retirement accounts, including the most important question of all. Are you in danger of running out of money? We're all worried about a lot of things right now, but don't let your retirement be one of them. Call today for your virtual or phone consultation, 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526. Or go online at mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Stewards Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales Event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer sales event is only for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more.
Be a part of Ellie's Race Virtual 5K to benefit Ellie's Place, a healing center for grieving children and teens. Run, walk, or gather a team for Ellie's Race Virtual 5K on Saturday, July 25th. It's virtual, so you can run or walk anywhere or anytime. The death of someone important to them can be devastating for a child, teen, or young adult. Ellie's Place provides free grief support groups and an understanding and affirming environment. Ellie's Race Virtual 5K, Saturday, July 25th. Register now at elliesrace5k.org.